Hi, this is Olivia from ExperienceMistress.com. Let's talk about LGBT and kink in pop culture. The LGBT and kink communities have a lot of overlap. Maybe those of us in the kink and fetish community can use examples of activists in the LGBT community. After all, LGBT and kink groups have members who readily identify in both and other groups. A sissy named Princess makes the point when she says, "I recall years ago when virtually every LGBT character in a movie was either a psycho killer, i.e. Silence of the Lambs, suicidal, or comic relief to Wong Fu. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry, and more." But obviously, that has changed for the better. Movies like Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, The Birdcage, and TV shows like My So-Called Life and Modern Family, and many, many others, finally got it right by showing the LGBT community as a positive, normal, accepted part of our society. You know, activists change society, and society influences how activists go about trying to influence social change. Here's Princess again. "It is my hope that, like the LGBT revolution, someone in the media and film will eventually get past the stereotypes of BDSM and related kinks and do the same for folks like us who enjoy it as a healthy part of our lives." What would you like to see for the fetish community? Remember, the kink, fetish, and BDSM community is diverse. Even groups that will come together for any sort of social change are made up of individuals. I agree with this comment. I long for a portrayal of BDSM, female-led relationships, power exchanges, etc., that are played by sane, normal people who just enjoy kink. That brings me to my question for you. Do you think our experience needs to be seen or accepted? Is your experience of what you like or want contingent on what they think about you and your kink? What are your thoughts? Dial 1-800-601-7259. Ask for Olivia.